Fifi, Feb, and Nick will get you up and about every morning. But if you're still feeling tired, Ecosa can help. Mattresses, pillows, bedding, and more. Shop now at ecosa.com.au. Ecosa, sleep, but better. 101, this
is the Fox. Right now, as we did yesterday, because Maths apparently all on some couples retreat and they're all getting feedback and they're being given some coaching advice from relationship therapists, for some reason, our boss, Mad Mando, and our executive producer, Leon Shergren, well, it was our 50 shows together yesterday as a thruple, Fev, Nick and myself. Mm. So we had our first edition of thruples therapy.
I think Mando sometimes Boxy needs to justify a job because everything seems to be working really well, but she just throws in little curveballs.
I love you guys.
To try to derail our show. It's interesting.
Well, guys, Fev, Nick, welcome to...
Welcome to Fifi, Fev and Nick's co-host therapy.
That sounds nice, though. That sounds like I'm going to get a massage. And
now, you know, you and I don't know anything about this. Now, I don't know if Boxy does, but she looks very nervous. I've never seen her look so nervous.
No, I don't know anything about it. I just saw a word on the sheet, the rundown earlier, which makes me nervous because I don't like that word. Mm. And I find it very confronting, Leon. Now, welcome to the studio, our executive producer, who is also our therapist.
Who needs it more than anyone.
Which DJ, is questionable.
DJ slash therapist, which is, this is like the Gold Coast tradie slash stripper. It's not a good combo.
It's okay to feel a bit nervous. I want you to feel vulnerable this morning.
Don't act like a therapist.
That's my role. I'm a therapist.
We don't want to feel vulnerable.
Today, the word that Boxy is a little bit worried about is insecurities.
Oh.
Which is
makes
what
you feel
we'll
a bit
be...
vulnerable, that.
Well, that's about therapy. That's what we're doing here. We're going to make, you know.
I knew it wasn't going to be nice 2 days in a row. I'm not an idiot.
Insecurities about each other or your own?
Your own insecurities. So this exercise will be helping you guys enhance your connections, sharing things about yourselves that may be confronting and hard to admit. Okay? Yep. So what I need you to do each, you've got a piece of paper in there and a pen in front of you. Yeah. I want you to each write down 2 or 3 insecurities about yourself.
What if you don't have that many?
Can you give examples? What's an insecurity?
Well, you could be easily jealous. Maybe you feel self-doubt. You're always procrastinating, maybe.
Do you want me to sit out?
You've got no insecurities.
He can't. This is amazing.
Surely you have some insecurities.
Like,
some things you... Some
I've written one. I've only got
one. You've written one down.
I've got one insecurity in my whole life.
You guys, look, here's some thinking music for you guys.
Oh, good. Thank you. Okay.
I don't need any.
Just... writing down things that make you feel...
Nick needs another piece of paper.
That's one of my insecurities. I write too big. And that's why I need lots of paper, because my handwriting's massive.
So you're writing down 2 or 3 insecurities about yourself, not showing them to each other. This is... You know, maybe you worry about these things. These things sort of pop up in your mind every now and then.
This is awkward. Can I say, I'm not comfortable with this because I feel like, is this serious or not? Because I've written some things that could be quite serious, but then I worry that, are we making fun of this? Like, boys, are you taking this seriously or not? Or is this a joke?
Fiona.
Yes.
Stick to what the DJ Sherg said.
Look, you guys were very honest and open and very nice yesterday. And I want you to continue being...
Okay.
Honest and open.
By throwing yourself under the bus.
How'd you go? Have you got some insecurities written down?
Yeah, but I went first yesterday. I'm not going first again.
Okay. All right. Well, so instead of reading them out, what I want to do is assign you each a couple, a partner, and you're going to guess what their insecurities are.
Oh,
oh God. If I've got Nick, I'm not staying here till after 9.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what, Fev? Why don't we start with you?
Yeah, go on.
Fev, why don't you guess a couple of Fifi's insecurities?
Her insecurities.
And then what we'll do, Fifi, after that, we'll match up and see how you went.
Okay, great.
God. See, I look at Fee and I don't think she'd have any insecurities.
Really?
Well, I don't think you would.
You're very successful.
You've got a beautiful family. You've got a great...
These are all securities, not insecurities.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what would her insecurities be? Like...
Yeah.
I don't think she'd have any. She's a single mum. She loves that. That's not an insecurity. Might be for other people, but she doesn't need that. She doesn't need that in her life. She's a strong woman.
That's very lovely, but I'm trying to sort of
yeah, I know, but yeah.
push you into that uncomfort zone.
You're trying to break us apart, Leon.
Nick, yeah. Nick, why don't you try and guess?
Might be the, sometimes, no, I can't say that.
Embrace it. Lean in.
No,
embrace
this
it.
Is lean in, but I feel
what
that
gonna
I was going to talk about your twins. Sometimes they, well, that might be an insecurity because it hurts your back sometimes. It makes you uncomfortable.
I'm not the
Is that an insecurity?
it's attached to one, so well done. Yeah. I reckon that was good.
Okay.
I think
that's an insecurity.
Well, Faith, can you take us through what you wrote down for some
of your
insecurities?
Well, the one I think, the Fev would be referring to was the double H's that have been double H since I had my second baby. Definitely body insecurity.
Yeah,
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately
that's
what
unfortunate.
We were.
Yes, and I didn't really want to say that, but I thought that would be because it's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah,
I feel like we're making
after you have a baby, I reckon a lot of women, and it's a shame, but that's the way we've been brought up and the way we see all the women on the telly looking amazing, and then you go, ooh, I'm a bit different now.
That's weird,
isn't
it?
Is that okay?
Because you literally made a person. Like, that should be celebrated. Like, that's insane. You made a human.
Mm.
All right, well, Fifi, can you name maybe one of Nick's insecurities? I'd like you to guess one that he's written down.
Okay. Nick, I think... again, I feel like reiterating what Fev said. You are a very strong, successful, powerful man.
This is not. This is
not
the
exercise. Not fair. Yeah. Are you saying my body's different after the baby? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was trying to say.
I've had a lot of lasagna.
You have insecurities. would an insecurity be like I imagine as a stand-up comedian that if you performed and nobody laughed, would that be an insecurity?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just not doing your job.
This is going
that'd
really
be
well.
That'd be a rough gig. you were pretty close on something though.
Yeah,
and if I could say what I hate the idea of being like an earnest comedian. Nothing sickens me more than comedians that make serious points with no jokes. Not why you're here, idiot.
Yeah, Fifi, I think you've made a connection there.
Yeah, you know how much I hate that
there
stuff.
You go.
Yes.
All right, now Nick, finally, you name any insecurities that Fev has?
Well, I think Fev only has one, and he's in radio, so it is a bit of a shame that it is the grasp of the English language.
I wouldn't have said that.
Well, sometimes you get worried about commas and full stop and grammar.
Punctuation.
Fev, can you reveal what your insecurity was?
Fev is looking
right,
at
you
his...
You said right three. Do you want me to read them all?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You don't have
it's a safe space.
My chin.
Your chin?
What are you laughing at?
It's a purpose. You can't
It's a mental laugh.
You're the third.
I never even noticed it.
You're supposed to be helping.
Oh, Roger Ramjet head over here.
Sorry.
I actually went serious on this, guys.
Yeah. Your chin's great. You've got a solid chin.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, if I was on a Bonds ad.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
I went serious, Boxy.
I
wrote down three things that actually affect me.
Okay.
My reading and spelling. So well done, Nick.
Well, so you have a good connection
that
with
Nick. That was point two.
But you're very smart, Fev, and I always
say
that to you.
Yeah.
Who cares about commas?
That's probably my number one was reading and spelling. It was a real issue. And not being liked or loved. That's another insecurity.
Oh, but you're so liked and loved.
It's very, mate, you're the therapist.
No, I'm just identifying the issue.
That were the three serious things that I wrote.
Fev, you really embraced
the
process.
He held up his piece of paper. I've had a look and he spelled every word correctly. So there you go. Number two is not necessary.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we are, as we said a few days ago, having the biggest comedy show since the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is on now. It's our very own Fox Comedy Fest.
Fox Comedy Fest, the best bunch of comedians. Win a spot. Keep listening to the Fox.
Coming up at the end of April, this is a money can't buy event. You can't actually buy tickets. You can only win them here. And we have amazing Australian comedians headlining the event. And we are now joining us is our next comedian to step up to this lineup.
Here
we've got Dave Hughes. We've got Dilruk Jayasinghe.
And Fox's own Nick Cody.
Hey. Welcome to Fox's Comedy Fest.
Yeah.
Mel Buttle!
What?
Mel!
Yeah, Mel.
Hey. Good morning.
Buttle?
Are you not on this, Cody?
Yeah, no, I'm not on this. What do I have to do to get a spot? I get up at 4 a.m. every day doing gigs at night. No, you know what?
Mel's a good friend of the show.
Buttle is bloody brilliant. one of the best comedians in Australia, if not the world. Hilarious. But aren't you in Brizzy, Buttle?
Look, that's a very long story, Nicholas. I will be coming down to do your comedy festival right after I've just done the other comedy festival. But my focus is, of course, yours. But at the moment, no, I'm not in Brizzy. I'm doing about my 14th lockdown. I'm in a hotel.
Oh, no.
In regional New South Wales, doing the Brisbane lockdown remotely. Life's great.
If you come from Queensland and you got into the state, but you have to do a lockdown there.
Yes, I got in. I had like 2 days of fun and freedom, and then they were like, you know what? Nah, you can have a lockdown. But a TV network's paying for it, so you should see the room service bill.
So good.
Yes.
I can't stress this enough, Bartle. I love you. I love your comedy. But you were literally flying in someone from a COVID hotspot instead of just putting me on.
But she's funnier.
The stand-up. She's hilarious.
But we're still finalising the lineup. Yeah. There will be names to be added to this.
Boxer and I want big, funny names, like big people that are funny that we'd laugh
Bartle,
at. And we work with you every day.
Fusey. So we... Deal.
That's why you're not on the list yet.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is tough. Don't know if we sort of, it's like a bit of a double up. Like Hughesy's on, the great man.
Funny.
And then if you know, we've got Nick as well. Like, why do I need to see Hughesy 20 years ago? I've just
I'm angry.
We're thrilled that you're doing this. This is going to be a huge event. Nick Cody may or may not be performing as well. We're yet to finalise the lineup, but also you can check out Mel Buttle Live, April 6th to the 18th. Tickets at comedy.com.au. We can't get enough Mel Buttle here in Melbourne, so go and see her there. And then win tickets to the Comedy Fest, Mel.
Definitely. If you don't want to, pay money to see me, just hold on. Come and see me 2 days later at the Fifi Fever Nick Comedy Festival.
Now, Mel, obviously you guys are big stars and you have requests. Now, Hughesy, he's wanted some vegan M&Ms and zero alcohol beer in his dressing room. Would you like anything?
Yeah, I'd like 6 bottles of Shiraz. different to Hughesy.
That's the room I want to be in.
Yeah, and look, a cheese putter never goes astray. If you're putting on a big event, some of the big names, like myself, like Hughesy, I don't know about Nick, but we expect cheese and salami backstage. And
it is always good to line the stomach before 42 standard drinks, I find, Mel, if you go through those.
I agree.
I think, Mel, Fee and I have decided that Nick maybe, you know that guy that always comes, you know when you do a TV show and they try to do all the gags at the start to warm up the crowd?
The warm-up guy.
Yeah, that might
Am
be
I
Nick.
Warming up?
He might be warming up.
That would be great because the crowd will be a bit cold. But, yeah, he's got some jokes, I guess, people might enjoy.
This is brutal. Nick. I'm going up to Brisbane.
Thank you. Keep enjoying, if you can, your quarantine. And we'll see you very shortly, obviously, for your own stand-up show, but also at our Comedy Fest. Thank you for joining the lineup.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Cheerio.
One of the best comedians in the world. You've got to go and see Mel Buttle when she's here.
1019, The Fox.
Can't wait for this. We've been waiting all week because we know that Melbourne International Comedy Festival is underway. One of the must-see shows is Nath Valvo's Chatty Cathy on at Max Watts. Now, before he even speaks into a microphone, this is the kind of brilliant comedy you would get.
Oh. I hate brunch. I hate cafes. As soon as you walk in, they ask you the same question. Still or sparkling water for the table? Still or sparkling water? Still or sparkling? Such a loaded question. Just ask what you really want to know. Hello, are you poor? Oh, no sparkling for me, thanks. Just free old dirty tap water for this gutter rat, thank you. Bring it out in a dog's bowl and kick it over to me. I'll just jump down on all fours and have a big lick of your free tap water. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Nice.
And look.
That energy. You've got to match that now, mate.
And after the year I've had, I can't afford sparkling water. So come see my show, Melbourne. Come see my show so a comic can treat himself to some bubbles.
Bit of San Pellegrino at the end of the sold out run there.
But
for
that
Mr. Valvo.
It's just so true. I still feel it, and I still do that guilt order then. Mm-hmm. Because I actually just hate sparkling water. I hate it. I don't like mineral water. I only want the tap water.
Sparkling
but then
makes
I go and
gassy.
Order like the crab linguine or something. So it's like, hey, it's not a money thing. Yeah. Like, I just like tap water.
When did they get crab at La Porchetta?
I didn't know Sizzler had crab. But also with the tap water now, they don't even get it for you, Fifi. You got to go for a walk down to that weird table. They've re-poured it, and you've just got to go get it yourself. Mm. What is this? Anyway, let's talk about my show.
It's the COVID restrictions when you walk up to a table that everyone goes to grab all the water. It's weird.
Mm.
And they don't just give you a sauce bottle anymore. A little tiny little dash of tomato sauce. Come on, mate. I'm from Hoppers. Give me the full bottle.
Now, we checked in on you a number of times last year with lockdown. Mm-hmm. How are you now? You're back in the world.
It is. I've got a job again, which is really lovely. But I don't know how Nick felt at your shows, Nick, but the first few nights at the comedy festival, I really do believe that people weren't used to seeing something that wasn't Netflix. Like, people forgot that I was actually in front of them.
Yeah.
It was real. Like, there was lights, and because there was a bit of talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. So about 5 minutes, and I was like, guys, this isn't TV.
Yeah.
I can see you. This isn't Gogglebox.
It's actually how I back announce myself. I go, boom, boom. I try to do the Netflix sound at the start. So they go, all right.
Nick's you had people at your show. Wow, that's amazing.
Hey, man, I'm flat out, aren't I?
And I like also, hopefully in Melbourne, I hope that people are now telling people what comics to see and what shows they should see, show recommendations. Because you know what I got sick of last year? I got so sick of Netflix recommendations from people that went like this. You've got to stick with it.
Oh.
That is the worst Netflix genre around. Stick with it. I have the best Netflix show for you. Yeah. The first 5 seasons are rubbish, but stick with it because episode 115 of season 11 is so good.
Yeah, but I had that with Handmaid's Tale. I don't know if you've watched that before, but the first sort of season is a bit boring and it's hard to get into, but if you stick with it, it is unbelievable. Man. No, but I stuck with it and I've got 8. I don't stick with things.
Yeah,
I'm in and out.
So if you do have tickets to Nick Cody's show, stick with it.
Stick with it. Minutes 59 to the hour.
He closes good.
Man, you talk about Fitbits in your show. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a Fitbit person.
Yep.
Not into them, but the girls... Fifi Box has got one.
Nick and Fee, the two ladies.
Why do you have one?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Huh?
Why do you
have one, Nick?
Oh, it's just to remind myself every day why my rig is like this. I get to the end and go, well, that makes sense.
Do you want
to
say about Fitbits, Fifi? Do you tell people how many steps?
Yes.
Well, I tell my family, my kids, let's be honest, they're 1 and 7, so okay. I try and get them really impressed.
So when I asked that question, all of your producers just started laughing very loudly, Fifi.
We're in a soundproof room and the laughter broke through.
The glass just broke. I will just say this, Fifi, and I say this with love. If you're over 2 years old, no one cares how many steps you took today.
No, they don't. I'm so with you.
That's all, okay? Oh, no. And I live with someone with a Fitbit, and he even does the thing where he plugs it into his laptop. He's got the other one, the Cody. Yeah, Cody plugs it in. He's got like these like graphs and stuff come up of the day. What's that watch called? It's a bit different to the...
I've got a Garmin.
Oh, maybe it is that.
Is it? Do you know what, though? I do my steps, but Nath, I'm right into my sleep. Does Cody do his sleep? Because I wake up in the morning. The first thing I do is, was I in REM for over 45
REM.
Minutes? REM.
Not the band.
Yeah,
not
the,
what?
Was I in Michael's Diet?
Stick with it, Nath.
You know, what I hate about the Fit Watches? I don't know if yours does this for you. I got a reminder the other day. Hey, you've been sitting for a bit. Why don't you move around? And it's like, I'll tell you why. Because I'm on a plane. And that's going to look weird if I just start running up and down the aisle. It's like, come on, Fitwatch. I'm doing 900 kilometres an hour. Surely you know I'm in the sky.
Anyway, Fitbits aren't welcome at my show. Turn them off. Sit down. Don't do anything but laugh. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, Nath. And get around Nath's show, Chatty Cathy at Max Watching. Grab your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. So wonderful having you back in the studio,
thanks, guys.
Nath.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, to someone who was glad they turned up to work, and that was a charity worker, so at an op shop. She was sorting through some clothes. There were clothes in a pile. Someone had dropped them off.
Great-grandmother worked at an op shop.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I think people who work at off shops are wonderful because they're dealing with all that junk. Like the things that would turn up in those bags that really are probably just warrant the bin.
Yeah.
Like you don't give it, you don't give things that are dirty, soiled or torn.
No, you've got to wash them.
Unless you're backyard.
But one of the women who was going through the bag found, wait for it, $55,000.
What?
Oh. She was stuffed. Envelopes stuffed with cash were inside all like a pair of jumpers.
That's a good cashy. Might have been grand final week for one of the AFL footballers. Just left it in there.
There's somebody at a down at the wharfs that is in the middle of a drug deal gone wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? I was reading that.
You can't buy all this with a few old jackets, mate. We need cash.
Imagine though, if you found it, wouldn't you just not tell anyone?
Top shop. Like keep
she's
it.
A good.
It's been given.
Well, she's a good human. Because, and I think good humans work at op shops, but that, if I'd been in the back room going through the clothes and I found that, would I tell someone? I've got to think about
that. Or you'd split it up between all the workers, wouldn't you? Because it's actually been given, like it's not anyone's property.
Yeah, but if you do, if you think about this, if you tell all the workers, there'll be one that'll go, guys, we've got to tell the police.
Some little blab.
We'll keep it. Yeah, so I'm just.
But if you you tell the police and then you got 6 months, no one's gonna grab it because where'd you get 55 grand cash from? No one's going to take it.
Yeah, but then let's assume it's the wife of a gangster who's dropped the clothes off. So the husband reads the news story and goes, that was my cash. Mm. Now he knows the op shop workers and the next minute they're being robbed or their houses broken into. So you've got to think all this through before you tell people that you found money.
How do we know they didn't find a quarter of a mil and just said 55,000? They've already knocked their little bit off the top.
Good.
Because you'd find them out in the bay.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's the thing. Happens, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to finding that much money. In fact,
they become Nemo's
now that
food.
I've thought it through, and we've talked about becoming Nemo's food in the bay. Yeah. I think I would absolutely hand it over to the police. Yeah, I want nothing to do with it.
I don't have it. No one's got cash. Cash not here.
Do you dump stuff in the Brotherhood and stuff for the op shop?
Absolutely,
yeah, I do too.
Yeah, like it's great. Yeah. But I'm really careful with what I hand give over because some stuff's. You know, I just think I often walk past the op shops and see people just. Dumping junk.
Yeah,
out
that's
the front.
Not on.
And I think someone's got to turn up to work that day and go through your junk. Put nice things in for people.
Yeah, like Beck Judd did. She put a nice.
Now we were going to go 13, 10, 60. Have you found big money? Like not just $20 on the street. Have you moved into a new house and you're doing some excavation in the backyard? I went, what is this box full of money? Or maybe it was, I remember a few years ago we had somebody call the radio show. They were driving along. Leon, do you remember this? It was as you were producing at the time. What was the story?
I think they were driving along the Eastern Freeway and all these cars pulled over because there was money sort of raining down on from the sky.
Oh, I saw that from the news. What? That was a news
little
story.
Cash tornado.
Yeah.
Cash tornadoes.
Sick. Like an Armaguard truck smashed or something, remember? And the...
No.
And all the money went up in the air.
I remember somebody ringing and saying they were getting all this money that was just on the road. Nicole in Seaford. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, good. Where did you find some cash, a stash of cash?
Cash.
I found it behind our property. We've been living there for 5 years, and just one day there was a little chest of coins near our fence, our gate fence.
How much?
And there was $1,000 worth of coins in there.
Wow.
Woo!
Is your backyard a pokies machine? The trees are spitting out coins.
Nicole, what happens when you turn up to the bank with that? Like, because does that still happen? I remember that used to happen. Remember that people turn up with all these coins?
Boxy.
They've got to do that.
And you dump it in the machine. It's
my
sick.
Kids found it and they played with it. So all the coins were everywhere around the house. So.
Wow.
I mean,
You know, when you.
Pennies.
That'd be worth more, wouldn't they? Is pennies worth more now?
I don't know.
We've got a heap of $2 and 2 cents and 1 cent coins.
Yeah.
Are they worth anything?
I don't know. I reckon they would be fair. A 2 and a 1 cent.
Aren't they those coins where like the actual coin itself is worth? Yeah. The old copper beard. Yeah. But aren't the coins like the actual, like the copper in there is worth more than the coin itself? One of those things. So maybe take it to a smelter.
Lloyd from Deer Park. Hey, Lloyd.
Yeah, morning, lads.
Morning, Lloyd.
Morning, lads.
What?
End of season.
Oh, thanks, Lloyd. No, that's fine. I don't mind being one of the lads. Sure. Now, this wasn't you. This was your cousin found some cash.
Yeah, this back in 85, back in New Zealand, in a small little plaza, and my little cousin was walking around kicking a rubbish bag, and then his mum goes, "Boy, stop that." She went over there to go take the rubbish bag and tie it up, and just seen a bit of money in there, opened it up, and it was a rubbish bag full of money.
How much was in there?
Just shy of 100 grand, and like in that area, like maybe a couple of days before that, a bank had got robbed.
Yeah.
But we're getting the money was part of that robbery.
It's about 85K Australian.
Did you take the money and run? Is that why you're over here, Lloyd? Did you chuck it in a suitcase first flight to us?
But we certainly didn't call the police for that. And it was life-changing money back then.
I love it.
Okay.
Well done.
Whoa.
So you think about it, it's 85. They didn't have the scrutiny or security with banks and that back then, so it was easy to bank 85 grand without anyone asking questions back in 85.
Ooh. Yeah, and no CCTV footage. So done, Lloyd.
Lloyd is all wrapped with himself.
Yeah, I reckon that would raise a few alarm bells, though, if your bank's robbed and a couple of days later a guy comes in with a rubbish bag full of cash. I'd like to deposit this the exact amount.
101.9 The Fox.
And let's do something a bit fun. We've been really enjoying this, and it's a fun game to play along to in the car.
Here it is.
Poor Josiah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Nickname detectives. We're getting better at this, I reckon, guys. I reckon we had a few stabs last week and we were close. Mm. Essentially,
We've got one in three weeks, yeah. I believe.
I think Nick's been the one that's got it the last 2 weeks. Fee and I have been off.
Yeah, we need to get back on. And the idea of this game is a lot of people have nicknames, and when you meet someone and they've got a nickname like Macca, you go, "Well, I reckon your surname's McKenzie or McCarthy." Yeah. But you know, there's ones that are relatively obvious. Then there are ones that are just quite difficult. But we try to decipher why you got your nickname. So 131060, give us a call, tell us your nickname, and we'll figure out how you got it.
I will say blokes are generally a lot harsher. We've got a mate, Will. I'll get you guys warmed up here quickly. Why would we have called my good mate, Will, School Socks?
Because he stunk?
No, that's
Did
very harsh.
And I... One night you were going out on like a Friday night and he wore his school socks.
Oh, very close for you. It was school holidays and he came out in the street one day with school socks on and just copped school socks for ages.
We had a bloke at the footy club. And we called him Jocks. Do you know why we called him Jocks?
Because you used to pull his jocks. Like give him wedgies?
Nah.
Why?
Because he showered in his jocks and no one else did.
Oh.
So we called him Jocks and he got that all the time.
That's an interesting thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, showering your jocks. We just trained them. Take them off, mate. We're all men. Having the shower nude. Who cares? So we called him Jocks.
Because he got horribly bullied over it. He probably had insecurities.
Well, I know why he did wear jocks, because
let's have a listen to last week when we got kind of close to this one. And we would like to know what your nickname is.
Pig.
Have you got a nose like a pig?
No.
When it gets to dinner time, do you really get stuck in?
I do, but that's not why it was.
When you laugh, do you oink?
Yeah. No.
Why did you get the nickname Pig, Alicia?
Because my dad used to be a cop.
There we go, 131060, call in with your nickname. Let's get to the bottom of it, detectives. Ella from Geelong. Hi, Ella.
Hello.
Ella, well, that's a beautiful name. I wouldn't even want to give you a nickname, but what is your nickname?
Detroit.
Detroit. Detroit. Oh, because Geelong, G-troit.
Detroit.
No.
That's what I was going to say. Are you from Michigan?
No.
Did you go to uni in Michigan?
No.
What are their sports teams? Pistons? Are you a mechanic?
No.
Are you a Lion? That's their NFL team.
Yeah,
is Detroit that anything Lions. Sport related?
No, it's not. Kind of, but not really.
Detroit. D-Train? Is there somebody called D-Train in a sport? Yeah, I'm just saying things
there
now.
There was a P-Plane. That was Kane Pettifer, but he's... G-Train, Pets.
Detroit. What movies are from Detroit?
8 Mile.
What about
Eminem?
No.
Oh,
we don't know. Mate, we're so bad at this game.
Guys.
I blame the producers. This is hard.
Detroit. Why are you Detroit, Ella?
So in year nine, my shoulder would dislocate whenever I put my hand up. And you know the song, Put Your Hands Up for Detroit?
Detroit, oh.
Yeah.
The first day of this song, we're like, I love this city. Love this city.
Oh, that is a perfect high school nickname. Somebody's
good.
Got a debilitating injury and they're going to cop it for it. Yeah, love it.
Boxy, we should have got that.
I didn't even know that song.
You've never heard that song?
No. I was waiting for the chorus. Where's the bit where it goes, put your hands up for Detroit?
Oh, no. I love this city.
Never
That's
heard.
How long Fee's been out of the club game for.
That's amazing. Pantella. Ashley in Hampden Park. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Ash. Now, the challenge is on. We've yet to get one today. What's your surname? I mean, your nickname.
My nickname? Frosty.
Frost? What's your last name?
Am I meant to say that?
Well, if it's Frost, does it relate to your last name, your surname?
Yeah.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, are you related to Sam Frost, the Bachelorette?
No, unfortunately.
But is your surname Frost?
Yeah.
Oh, you've done it. I was hoping for like carrot as a nose or something.
We got one.
I mean, thank goodness we got one. I mean, it was easy.
It was hard.
Was the example we used. If it's related to your surname, that's about as easy as it gets. Frosty.
They really went outside, didn't they?
Stay Frosty.
Well, I was hoping it was like Frosty Fruits related or
It'd be like if you rang up Fiona and said, hi, my name's Fiona from Alifi area. They call me Boxy. Is your last name Box?
Sorry, Ashley, we're not disappointed with you.
Oh, no,
you can't help your nickname.
We got one. We just whinged to the producers that they've made it so hard, and now it's like, well, there you go. There's an easy one. Here's
an
underarm bowl.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick will get you up and about every morning. But if you're still feeling tired, Ecosa can help. Mattresses, pillows, bedding, and more. Shop now at ecosa.com.au. Ecosa, sleep, but better. 101.9